I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are.
DNA. Like, well, why would you start the show like that?
Because I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are.
DNA Live, baby. How are you, honey?
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Okay, so you want to start it off?
No, I want you to.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I want to give a big shout out again to M. City Jr. He's just doing phenomenal work, you know, and I just want to give him a big shout out. Also, you were with Scepter yesterday. Mm-hmm. You were at an event in, was it Jersey?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So basically what happened was, big shout out to the Arena Podcast in New Jersey. Shout out to the DJ too, man. He was dope crush. What's really funny actually about that whole thing is,
what?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
He actually is going to be in an event that I got to be in Philadelphia with.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we seen each other and we were kind of, big shout out to Showcase Poppy and all that. But Showcase. I don't want to say Poppy. The Poppy.
Yeah, don't say Poppy. Just say
Why
Showcase.
Why would you name yourself that? No, I'm playing.
You know.
But anyway, because he's laughing right now. He's watching it. Anyway.
And also.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So he did his dope records. He had a great interview and big shout out to the Arena Podcast. Your turn.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted to, you know, give that big shout out to M. City Jr. Also to Michelle Langone. She had a bit of a break from herself, you know, with like, you know, all the industry and stuff like that. Sometimes we all need a little bit of time just to, you know, reengage.
You're talking about a break?
Yeah, like, you know, like a sabbatical.
Oh, okay, I'm out of here.
No, you're not leaving. You're staying where you are.
I'm on a break.
You're not going anywhere.
Oh.
So, and now she's bringing out a new hit too and stuff. So I applaud her as well. But she actually
a new song?
No, yeah, she's coming out with a new song. But
that Quavo record's dope.
Yeah, the No Matter What is really good. But she just put out the music video for my favorite song, Breath of Life. Love that song.
Yeah, that song is dope.
And she just put the video out, so you can go watch that on YouTube. Breath of Life by Michelle Langone. And other than that, I think we are good to go for now, right?
Never. We okay. have a lot of things.
Go ahead.
So today, this is broadcast in Canada. Mm-hmm. Can you please put up the stations for everybody to listen to?
Oh, okay.
Like me and her joking around, but no, next one. Down. There we go. So
he
right now, you already
one.
Know it's the CJW. I can't even see it right now. Don't kill me. CJIW.
It's okay.
1280 a.m. I know y'all watching me right now. And big shout out to everybody in Toronto, Canada.
There you go.
It's always good. I guess it's here. Big shout out.
Mm-hmm. So, and also a big shout out to the other stations in Dubai.
You can put them up.
We got Dubai, Hong Kong, and London. So just keep a lookout. We will post all
Hong
the
Kong.
Stations and everything for everybody to check
Egypt.
Out.
Egypt.
Mm-hmm. We got Egypt.
Go down. Keep looking.
You kind of look Egyptian.
Bahamas.
Today.
Come on, pretty mama.
Oh, God. Really?
And my favorite. Dubai.
Dubai. There you go. Dubai. Oh, I love that scenery. I really do.
Yeah, I know, because you made it.
Okay. So, but anyway, before we go to commercial break, I'm just going to introduce. I'm going to let you know we have an American songwriter and recording artist coming up on the show. And after this commercial break, we'll be right back with Michael Gillis.
So dun, dun, dun.
Stay tuned.
Y ahora me escribes que te gustaría verme otra vez, but I don't know. Porque te veo feliz, porque te veo feliz y ya no sé qué hacer. So tell me, you love me, porque me gustaría verte otra vez, but I don't know, porque te veo feliz, porque te veo feliz.
Find somebody that you won't let go, and when you find that body, hold them close, cause
I'm put some love on you. No matter what, I'm put some love on you. No matter what, I'm pulling up on you. No matter what, I'm put some love on you. No matter what, I'm put some love on you.
And we're back.
And yes, we are. I enjoyed that. So without further ado, let's bring in Michael Gillis to the show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I like the close-up.
It's a late arrival.
You got a little bit of glare from that window, okay, but that's okay.
Okay, you know what?
Okay, good. Yeah, that's better, because I want to see you.
Okay, cool.
Let me go.
Okay. Is that better?
That's much better.
Way better.
Okay, cool. All right.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the house. I'm looking at the chandelier. I'm, like, loving this background right now.
I could take a tour of the house.
Oh my God, you could give us a tour. Maybe if we have a few minutes at the end, that would be fine.
Sure.
Oh, okay, great. You're in San Diego, correct?
I am. Where are you guys?
We're in New York.
I grew up in New York.
What part of New York?
Long Island.
We really have to talk. We're in Long Island.
I grew up in Malvern.
Oh my, isn't that where what's his name? Romano is from. What's his name? Ray Romano, the comedian.
Yeah.
He was from Lynbrook, wasn't he?
Lynbrook's in Nassau County.
Yeah, it's Nassau. We're in Suffolk. We're in Suffolk County.
Okay.
But the studio.
I know the island well. There's Joe's Beach.
Oh my God. See, we didn't really get to talk much. So all I knew was San Diego. That's all I knew.
I'm not raised here. So,
tell me about the move from New York to San Diego.
See his house?
Well, I see the house.
Asking how he...
I should have gone to like a little tiny room in the house or something like that. It's a bit over the top, don't you think?
No, it's not over the top. It's just beautiful. Okay.
I love New York. I love the city. You know, I still call it the city, by the way, you know, like other people do, you know. But I thought it was time to sort of change my life. You know, I was kind of getting tired of the cold. You know, I wanted something different. I thought about LA. You know, I went to school at USC years ago, and I still kind of love LA in a weird way. But I thought maybe San Diego would be a nice place to be, and this is where I came.
How long have you been living in San Diego?
I've been here since 2010.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's a good 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I feel like I consider myself a native now almost. I mean, that's basically San Diego people. If you've been here like more than 5 years, you're a native.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. But now we're going to get into your personal life. Well, not personal life.
Music-wise,
because I was, you know, he's very interesting.
Go ahead.
All right.
Now, he grew up with like the influences of Fleetwood Mac.
Mm.
Okay. And that really hit me. But what I wanted to know was you growing up in New York and California and you have those influences, are there any, is there anything different that you see growing up from New York than moving to California? Do you see any difference with that in music?
Musically, well, when I was a kid, you know, everybody, I had a lot of friends. I had some friends that were really into Motown, you know, Marvin Gaye kind of a thing. And then friends that really liked Fleetwood Mac, especially girls that I knew, you know, and of course everybody wants to, you know, you're interested in girls. So you kind of get, well, you know how that works, right? You know, so you kind of gravitate to what they like and, you know, and they would put that on a lot and those kind of albums. And then I had friends that liked the Eagles and, you know, so it was, and sort of that, you know, Baptist kind of sound that that people really like, that Motowny thing. So I had a smattering of a lot of different sounds, and really the upcoming songs, especially the new releases that I'm working with Brian Kennedy now.
Right.
And we're releasing 9 new songs. We'll have those ready by mid-August. They're going to have a different vibe than say the first songs. But as far as differences, the country's sort of becoming very much the same. Whether you kind of, you know, I think then, maybe then, you know, there were different differences, but between the North and the West, East and West. But I think musically things have gotten much closer, you know.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You agree with that?
Yeah, because of the technology, you know.
Yeah, and you go to a shopping mall here, and the shopping mall looks the same in a Roosevelt Field that it does here at the UTC in La Jolla, right?
Everything looks the same, yeah. I was just traveling in New Jersey. I look and I'm like, man, this looks like Bayshore. You know what I mean? Because I'm going down there, it looks the same as Bayshore. So I definitely understand that.
You know, I mean, it's got its differences. I mean, the Jersey Shore and stuff like that, certainly. But, you know, the topography. But, you know, musically, I think things are pretty much the same.
Yeah. But you know what? Another thing, because, you know, when I have a guest on, I always do my research. Everybody knows that. But usually, I am comparing the person to a person like another singer or group or band or whatever. You reminded me of an actor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you guys remember, it was Charlotte's husband in Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. I did like him. That was, I think there it was Trey?
Trey McDougal.
Okay.
And you
know, not at all.
No, he reminds me of Trey McDougal, that, you know, that masculine, tall, dark haired, you know, he looks like him. Come on, give me a break.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes. I would too.
Yes and no. The guy.
No, I'm not talking about the character. I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm not. No.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
All right. I agree.
I did, by the way, I used to watch Sex in the City.
Thank you.
And thank you. He was a good character on the show. I thought Sex and the City, the first several seasons, was such an incredibly different kind of vibe. It was the first time you actually peered into women and how they talk. I mean, nobody knew. Do women really say those kind of things? I mean,
they do.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't think men knew that at the time. Right?
No, definitely didn't.
But you know why? Because a lot of times that men see women in a certain light, but they really listen. You didn't know my dark side until we started. Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, you guys hide it really good.
Well,
you're doing a good job.
That's why they always say, can we go after get a drink? And I gotta go to the bathroom. And then they start talking like that. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Now,
Sex and the City blew up y'all spots. Absolutely.
I think I want to mention one more thing about Sex and the City. I think the show eventually, though, became somewhat silly. And I used to say to my friends, I think it should be renamed Who Didn't We Have Sex With in the City?
Yeah, there you go.
Actually agree on that. Yeah.
No, it start. Yeah. The first couple of seasons were good, but then it.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Is because they make a lot of add-ons onto the show. This character does that, because they want to keep the excitement of the show. But after a while, like, the character has nothing left.
I'm going to say something.
I mean, I liked it when Aiden was there. I mean, we could probably talk about this for so long. I mean, I like Aiden as a character. I mean, I remember the show quite well, you know?
Okay, let's get on to you again.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
No, I love it.
Now, you are... you have an album called 231 Kensington Road.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, please.
That's the street and the actual address that I grew up. I mean, I grew up at 231 Kensington Road in Lynbrook. And I thought, you know, that's kind of where everything started. You know what I mean? I learned how to play guitar. I learned how to sing. I learned how to, you know, be a man.
Was anybody in your family musically inclined?
Was a very good violin player. And my grandmother played the piano very well and had a beautiful voice. And so I guess that's where it came from, I guess. Right. You know
what I mean? I love it. I love this dude.
Yes.
Definitely a straight up Long Islander. You can definitely hear it.
True. I must say, I do love your song, Can't Hide Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I do love that song. Ooh. And that song is actually, it did chart and it peaked.
It is charting now, actually. It's right? Number on the media based chart on the adult contemporary. I was just told, actually, like before we talked, it's number 16.
So it moved up.
Yeah, it moved up.
Yeah, because it was at 23.
I want to hear that record.
And on the Media Base Hot 100 is number 49.
Nice. Number, let me write that.
Can I brag a little bit? Can I do that?
Go.
I hate to chest pound here. Is that all right?
Go ahead. Chest pound.
Only independent artist on the Hot 100 chart in the top 50. That's a lot. And yeah. My first song, Working with the Rain, broke the record for the most number of weeks for an independent artist in the adult contemporary top 20.
Right, yeah.
I'm
loving this guy. You have no idea. Do you want us to play the song?
Heck yeah, man.
Okay.
I want to hear.
You guys want to chit chat a little bit in that place, but that's right with me too.
I know. Okay.
I'm going to ask some questions about that record. That is amazing.
Okay. Can we play Can't Hide Beautiful by Michael Ellis? Sure. Let's roll it.
Crystal candlelight, one wave of your hand can turn loose the night. The way you walk it and talk it comes naturally. Your way. Your Mona Lisa with secrets right behind those shades. Whoa. Can't hide beautiful. You can't hide beautiful. Can't hide beautiful. What you are inside is all over you. No matter what you do, can't hide beautiful. With every gaze and each glance, I feel your every move. Your eyes talk softly and whisper oh so smooth. I'm finally finding clues you left for me behind to find. And when midnight strikes tonight, you will be mine, all mine. Can't hide beautiful, you can't hide. Can't hide beautiful, you can't hide. Can't hide beautiful. What you are inside is all over you. Go mad. Spread your wings, disappear into the night. Can't hide. No, you can't hide.
Can't hide. Beautiful.
No, you can't hide.
Can't hide. Beautiful.
No, what you are inside is all over you. That is all.
beautiful.
Okay. Okay. I want to make my assessment if I can.
Shoot.
All right. Because when I'm watching him, you know, like I said before, you know, I get certain visions in my head. And you remind me of the lead singer from Spandau Ballet.
I like him too. You're filled with compliments today.
I'm just saying.
You got talent, man.
I'm just saying.
Does my mom pay you for this or what?
No, nobody paid me. Nobody paid me.
Joking.
I love him.
I just that's the essence I got from him. Is like that's because he's that same silhouette of the. I don't know the lead singer's name from Spandau Ballet.
I don't either, actually, but I know who that guy is. Yeah,
right.
This much is true. I think that was one of the big songs.
Yes, that song. True. This much is true. That's exactly how you're storytelling in that song for me.
Thanks for the tremendous compliment. Thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's amazing. I mean, that record to me, man. I'm listening to that. I'm like, what I loved about it is it looks like honestly a major independent. You know, that's what I love about it. When I was looking at it, right, and I see a lot of videos. You know, a lot of people do videos and. The fancy cars and the fancy show.
Sure.
What I liked about it though, it showed it had a great, honestly, like with the female. You know, I love the locations that you picked and stuff like that. And it didn't. Are you sure that wasn't at your house?
Oh, good.
No, that wasn't actually. We did that in Santa Clarita, which is about 4 hours from here.
Okay.
Which is a nice place up in California. It was a very unusual house. The director picked it. His name is Ben Silverman. He's a Hollywood guy. He directed the movie, the video.
Really?
Yeah, great guy. Nice.
Excellent job. Because honestly, when I saw it, I was like, wow. And then I saw basically. So did you come up with the script, or did everybody like the director and everything like that?
I had originally said to Ben, I have this James Bond sort of idea, you know, and he said, well, we should make it like this adventure story where you're trying to find her and chase her through, and she's the double agent, and she's kind of screws you over at the end, kind of a thing. Typical, you know.
That was just so cool. I love the way how it came. That record definitely, that's why it hit up there, man. It hit very high up there, because that record is a really good record and stuff. And you said you were the only person that basically, was it the hot? You said the hot,
Hot 100. Yeah, I'm the only independent in the Hot 100, in the top 50.
Wow.
It's a lot. I mean, you know, it's still a tremendous honor to be there. You know, they're the biggest names in the world, you know.
Dude, that's hard.
This is a very difficult industry. It's not easy. You know, it's pretty surreal when you look at the charts and you see, you know, Elton John, you know, a couple names away, or Billie Eilish, or Teddy Swims. I mean, it's pretty surreal, you know?
No, honestly, I just think it's fat. I was talking to him about basically being number 13 too, peaking with the...
Working with the Rain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Working with the Rain is a good song too.
You know, interesting. I did Working with the Rain in Nashville with Kent Wells. He's Dolly Parton's producer.
Yeah. Yeah, I when you said that, I was like... I just heard it because this show too is in Nashville.
Oh, okay. I mean, Kent's a great guy. I met him through a mutual friend and talked to him on the phone. He said, come on out. And we actually wrote the song. He and I wrote it with a guy named Bill DeLuigi and Alan Phillips. We wrote it in 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
This guy's saying phenomenal names. Like, it's nothing. It's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, my God. You know what it is, though? One thing about me is I love real good artists, like from artists that are from major independents. Big shout out to Howie for always being
a chance for sure.
You know, and he be getting people going. Like it's amazing what he does.
Yeah, but you know what? The one thing I did saw that from your story is that you were talking about working through trauma, a broken heart, and the music kept you going. So. I'm just saying.
No wonder. No wonder.
No, I'm just, you know, because if you want to divulge a little bit.
We get into it. Sure, if you guys want to, I'm like to tell my story because a lot of people are hurting out there. You know, maybe if they, I've said this before, you know, maybe somebody looks at me and says, hey, he did it, maybe I can too. Mm-hmm. You know, I was horseback riding about 4 years ago.
Right.
And the horse flipped me off. I landed, I broke my wrist, and at the same time, I snapped my neck.
Oof.
Yeah. And I wound up in the trauma unit here in San Diego. It wasn't, the surgery itself was pretty brutal, but the aftermath, the recovery was brutal. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was on the pain meds, you can imagine that. And that got hooked on those Oxycontins pretty fast.
Right.
You know, yeah. You've heard all those stories, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, I mean, right, that's pretty good. And then, you know, I was a zombie, basically. I couldn't move. I could just barely swallow.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just a shell of a person. I was pretty depressed, really. I mean, I can even say at times, I think I contemplated saying, if this continued, this isn't a life.
Yeah.
You can imagine, right? I could barely go to the bathroom by myself, couldn't take a shower. You know, I couldn't comb my hair because it was so much pain. I couldn't sleep other than up like this in a chair. So it was pretty brutal for months. But I threw away the pain meds. I just gutted it out, you know. And somehow I found music. And I had my thumb, I've said this, and I started writing. I could write in my head, too.
Right,
so I kind of wrote songs in my head. I found a producer, his name was Alan Phillips. And my teacher, my singing teacher, got my voice back.
Right.
And through a very long process, I mean, to make it fast forwarding, I got on the Billboard chart.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, how many people, you know, break their neck and then actually get up and survive and then get on the Billboard chart? You know, so, you know, if somebody can say he did it, you know, you can too.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking records.
Yeah, you're breaking records. And he's doing a lot of good stuff too.
We were just saying, you're breaking records. Like, I think it's phenomenal how you are just breaking records.
But getting back to, see, when... I meet people like him, like even like with Michelle Langoni. These are people that have gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, right? And somehow you find a way to persevere, because I'm going through what you went through.
Okay. What would you
do now? You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm going through a lot of changes in my life right now.
Understood.
But unlike music, this show keeps me going.
That's, I was just going to say, I imagine the show keeps you going. And if
right.
The show, you're in big trouble.
Okay, exactly. And right. I threw those damn pills away because I didn't want any damn pill.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, because that's the first thing they want to throw at you. Like, here, take this, yeah. take that, you know? And I said, oh, hell no.
I will tell you this.
Okay, God.
I mean, for yourself. I mean, me to you, yeah?
Okay.
You know, there are days, there are still days I'm in pain. I still have neck pain from time to time, you know, and during that time, it wasn't like I was Mr. Positive and every day I was like, go and I could kick ass kind of thing. It wasn't that at all. It was some days I wanted to stay in bed and that's okay. And if those days come to you, that's okay. As long as you get yourself going, keep reminding yourself of why you're here and you can do it. Just that little belief system in your head that goes, I can do this. I got this.
Yeah.
And that's enough. And you'll see. Yeah.
No, you know why? Because I just had an episode. That's why I just walked out.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, since I've been there like you, you know, and I'm not saying mine was worse or different. Everyone's got their emotional trauma. It could be physical, emotional, whatever it is. People go through these moments. I think the real key is to have a belief system and stop listening to the negative voice in your head. Because it will keep telling you over and over, you're not good enough, you're not this enough, you're not bad enough, you're not this. I do it too. I can tell you this. I go through these moments, and what I do is I'll go look at the Billboard chart and go, well, you're at least 16. I try to, you know, pump myself somehow. You know, because I go through these moments too of, you know, I'm a loser, I'm not this, I'm not good enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
I got it too. You know, everybody does. I think there's one common ground that you can look at somebody's eyes and say, they're feeling it too, you know?
You know what? I don't need a therapist. I just got to call him up and he'll help. You know, I could talk to him for about 10 minutes and I would be fine, you know? I don't need you therapists out there.
Really?
Yeah. I got my boy Michael here. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question, right?
Sure.
What was the first record that you wrote when you were going through that? Like when you were basically when you first...
The first record I wrote was actually the interesting thing. I started to think about I wrote a song called The Last Time. And it was mostly about things I'll never do again. And I guess, you know, and you do that a lot. You know, honey, we're never doing that again. I mean, most of life is what you'll never do again, right? We're never going to stay out. We're never going out with, you know, Bob and Sue again, stuff like that, you know? You do that a lot. And usually there's a four-letter word in there with that too, right? We're never doing that. Right? That's usually how it works, right?
Yeah, let's not use that on here.
Like, we can't use that, but usually that follows, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And with a little anger to it. And that was the first song I wrote. It's called The Last Time. And I think there was a bit of feeling of bitterness to myself. Why me? Mm. Why have I gotten to this point? I was so normal before. You know, all the things probably that you do, you know, yeah. in your moment of this, what you're going through. I was normal. I don't feel normal anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did too. And, you know.
Last time. I like that.
So last time. My thing is, right, say like when I'm writing something, I feel like I released that stress. Is that how you felt?
That particular song was just a way out of the dark hole I was in. Mm. You know, I was sinking further and further. At least I had music and my ability to write songs in my head, melodies. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be here today. I'm not sure. Mm. I mean, I can't say for certain, but you got to have something.
Yeah, you got to have something, right? Yeah, he's absolutely right. But I also wanted to ask, do you have like a whole ensemble that you work with? You have, like, how many backup singers do you have?
Oh, it's a big band. There's three backup singers. There's a horn section, three people. So wow. It's kind of a big deal. You know, the bass player, the guitar player, there's a piano player, there's a drummer. So we've got a number of people, you know, doing their thing.
Like a whole, okay.
It's a party.
Party every time you sing, but that's also like Spandau Ballet because they were like an ensemble as well.
It's fun, actually.
You know, that's
better than me just with two other guys on stage. You know, it's fun. You know, you kind of feel more secure with a bunch of people around. You know,
yeah, true. But do you do any dancing over there?
I mean, the background singer. There's a lot of interaction and fun, and you know, it's always nerve wracking because you never know how the voice is going to be. And, I'm more comfortable with because you can do it again and again and again, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right. You get one take.
Right. Yeah, that's true. When you're on stage, it's just one. Yeah, yeah. I know. And you hope that everything comes out, you know.
You do your best. Yeah.
But also, I wanted to ask you, like, you had also influences like the Eagles, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, Joni Mitchell.
Yep. Marvin Gaye.
And Elton John.
Yeah. Elton.
I love Elton.
Elton is a real musician's musician.
Yeah.
I think he's just brilliant. And he's still doing it.
I know.
Give the guy some credit.
Talent never ages.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's on the charts.
Yeah, he I don't know. He's talent, like in his 80s now.
So what?
He's kind of like 82 or something like that, right?
Talent never ages.
And also like Billy Joel.
Billy Joel's another one. I think Billy Joel's ill, I heard. Is that true?
Yeah, he's not good now. He's he actually had to cancel his concerts and stuff because of a situation. I think he has a medical condition now that stopped him.
I wanted to mention when we're talking about Billy Joel, I mean, we're all over the place today, but I like to say this. I think Billy Joel has one of the greatest voices. He's so underrated as a singer. If you really listen to him, he's tremendous. He's a tremendous voice. I never see him on a list of like the top 100 guys. He's got an amazing voice. Yeah. Really, you know?
But you have a very distinct voice too.
Yeah.
You know, you don't sound like the mainstream. You have you're just like, we got to give him a plaque or something, you know? that's just solely Michael Gillis and that's it. You know, you can tell when he's singing, but can we play the other one too now? I want to play Working with the Rain.
Okay. It's very different, by the way, than Can't Hide Beautiful.
I know.
Can't Hide, by the way, was about telling people that you're all beautiful.
Right. Can't Hide
Beautiful. Beautiful inside. That's what it really was. And I think I was trying to talk to myself during a very dark period of my life.
This is great. And, I'm loving this.
But let's just play Working with the Rain. And
we'll talk about it. Yeah. It's more of a very personal song.
I want to hear about it.
Okay. Let's go. Here we go.
Working with the Rain.
I I've been the hero, I've been the blame. I've been the talk of the town till they all forgot my name. And I've been lucky with love and a heartbroken soul. Running from the thunder, standing outside in the cold. Some days there's a storm that you just can't see. Some days you try to fight it, some days you let it be. I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine and working with the rain. Well, I've been a hard man and harder to love. Hard on myself, believing I'm never enough. But maybe I'll find forgiveness somewhere down the line. Years have taught me patience, but I'm running out of time. And I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, I'm keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine with the rain. Let the heavens open wide and wash this sinner clean. I'll take my pride down to my knees if that's how it has to be. And good is good enough for me. I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine.
Damn, that was a hit.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Usually when we have the artist.
Wow.
And we'll like write little notes together as it's, you know, as it's playing. Sure. I swear, all he wrote was this. Hit, hit, hit. Wow. This is what Danny wrote on the piece of paper.
Awesome. Danny, appreciate that.
Nah, because, yo, like, I listen to a lot of artists, right? And that record just hit. And you can hear the pain of what you were. I feel like that's the pain that you were going through. You know what I'm saying? Like as a it's weird because I'm gonna break it down. Like
okay, break it down, my man. Break it down.
You can just feel it. And the words are very good.
Yeah.
Everything, mm-hmm. everything hit perfectly in that record.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking at me, I'm like, hit. I can't compare you to anybody. I was like, yo, that's a hit.
He just kept saying hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
You know, I have to thank, you know, Howard Rosen for really first promoting that record on the radio. you know, big thanks to Howard for really getting that record on the adult contemporary chart. And it did get hit number 13, which is pretty, you know, pretty good.
Pretty awesome. Huge. That's pretty awesome, you know.
But it debuted at 21, actually. Which you know. So
I don't know what else to say about this guy. He's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he reminds me so much of that guy, Spandau Ballet.
Not in that record, no.
No.
You know, the interesting thing, we're going to start working, you know, I am working with Brian Kennedy now, I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, that was Kent Wells who produced that song in Nashville. And, big shout out to Kent. He's great. You know, he did a great job on that track. I remember standing at the microphone for about, I think, 6 or 7 hours. I was so tired. You know, and he said, he looks for the magic. He goes,
yeah.
And then the next day, I think it was 2 days in a row, but it was worth it. You know, I mean, I am a perfectionist, a workhorse. So
that was worth it.
It was.
Oh my God.
But you know, how many takes can you, sometimes you can hit it.
Start phrasing or say it like this or try it like that. Or he didn't let me, he wanted me to try it different. At the beginning of that hero party, wanted me to say it a little differently each time.
My friend, Major Independent.
Yes. But you know what? He also has a little rasp in his voice at times when he's singing.
I felt that in my spirit.
And I like
that. That was crazy.
That's when I get hit hard. Wait, let me say something. Go ahead.
Working
he wants
with
to
the
talk
rain,
now.
That concept is so dope. Working with the rain.
Yeah.
And then your hook for it. And the lyrics, man. Seriously?
Thank you.
The concept is crazy.
You know, working with the rain wasn't a song about, you know, like My Way the Highway. It was more, you know, you gotta work with people, you gotta work with situations in life, you gotta work with you in life. That's what it really was about. You know, my working with life.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what made it so, and your background story made it so good.
So that's kind of where it was. And, you know, I think it resonated, you know.
How was it when you saw it and started seeing it and it hit the charts? Were you like, what?
Yeah, you know, it is surreal because, you know, like the first time you hear yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
Is you know, wow, you know, that's me. You know, it has a surreal quality to it. It's hard to describe. But then there's also wait a second. You know, I'm not one of the person that keeps patting himself on the back. Oh, come on, you got work to do. You want to stay here. You know, this is a tough business. I mean, look at those names on the charts. I mean, you see them, right?
I don't think you're going to have an issue keeping up to them.
Well, I've got good radio promotion people, like I said, and they'll do a good job. I've got Brian Kennedy coming soon. We're going to July up in L.A. to do all these new tracks. I'm very excited about that. I'm over the moon on that. You know,
yeah, I know. In July, right?
July 13th, we actually begin, and we've got a really interesting track called "I Got a Thing for You," and it's going to be a single. It's really cool, and Brian's going to produce it. It's Brian Kennedy.
He's one of the top notch producers.
Oh my God, yeah, he's incredible, really.
Yeah, you can't get any better than Brian.
I met him through Howard Rosen on a chance phone call, so. I just, you know, I called Howard one day to say thanks about being on the radio. And he said, "You know, Brian Kennedy."
Here we go.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes things align the way they're supposed to.
Sometimes, and it seems like it's serendipity, doesn't it? It does, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, are there coincidences or just random selection? I don't know. I wonder sometimes.
Well, let me just tell you, okay? Because. Sure. I obviously Howie's in California and I'm in New York, okay?
Yeah.
But through a mutual friend.
Shout him out.
Okay, my boy Barry.
Barry.
Okay. And Barry is the manager of an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that there was that connection that I had with him. And then lo and behold, he introduced me to Howie. You know, and so
that's what we got. Connection.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying sometimes things align the way they're supposed to. Where
I feel like we could actually go out to dinner and chit chat all of us.
Oh, we could. You know what I mean? I'd be like, listen, I'm hanging out with Spanish Ballet. What are you talking about? I'm hanging out. True. Here
are you
go.
Guys actually on the island, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. We're right Suffolk County. Way out.
No, our studio's in Massapequa.
Mm-hmm. You know, interesting. I used to go to Lake Ronkonkoma. I want to mention that
too. Oh my God!
Right next to my house.
I got to tell you, my Lake. Can I tell you my Lake Ronkonkoma thing?
Go.
My aunt, my mom's sister, had a bungalow out on Lake Ronkonkoma. The lake was nothing. Nothing. It was. Now it's a cement pool, basically, right?
Right. Yeah.
It was zero. You could go there, swim. We used to go to this little bungalow. It was kind of but we loved it as kids. And we tried to swim across the lake. Remember the theories about the lake, that it was bottomless and there was some, you know, like
the Indian, right?
And we tried to swim across, but I couldn't do it. And then we took a rowboat, rowed across the lake. We loved Lake Ronkonkoma. All the people at Lake Ronkonkoma, I shout out and say, hey, you know what? I love Lake Ronkonkoma. I have great memories of it. You know?
No, it is. It's still beautiful down there. I mean, you know, it's very surreal down there.
It's not the same, though. Like, you see pictures of it from back in those days. It's not.
It was really different, but it really grew up. Look, the island has changed a lot, you know? Yeah. But I will mention one thing. Jones Beach is still, to me, pristine.
Oh, okay. We need to talk then.
I love Field 4, by the way.
All right. But yeah, okay. Well, yeah, maybe. When it comes to beaches, I'm a Robin Moses kind of girl.
Okay. You're right.
Jones Beach is just too far of a walk for me.
Oh, okay? Come on. Really?
No.
You got to get in the car and walk through. Yeah. But I love the concession stands. It's still clean. It does lifeguards.
No, he's 100% right. It's nice over there. Robin Moses, all you got is one hut.
Yeah. It's still a hut.
The hut, and then you got the place where you clean yourself off.
That's your homework this year is to go to Jones Beach Field 4, right?
I don't remember if it was Field 4 I used to go to or Field 5. But yeah. 5 had a concession stand,
the
too.
The pool is at 6, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, the pool.
Yeah.
I did not like that pool.
This is why we're Long Islanders.
This is how you know we're Long Islanders,
right?
I do not
like that pool.
But come on, having a pool.
No.
This is why we Long Islanders.
Doesn't work, huh? Doesn't
Let
work.
Me tell you, Jones Beach is good for the theater, though.
Oh, yeah.
They have really a lot of good concerts down there in Jones Beach Theater.
I just think Long Island has so much character. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell you a quick thing. I was going to school, my brother was driving. We used to go to a school called Long Island Lutheran in Brookville.
Okay.
You guys know Brookville, right?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard you know, it.
It's up. It was on this big hill, way
up.
Yeah, way up the top of the hill. But my brother couldn't drive anymore, so my mom didn't want to make the drive. So I had to go to this little school out on Long Island on Stewart Avenue, Garden City, called St. Paul's.
St. Paul. Okay, I don't know that one.
At first, I didn't really like the school at all. You know, it was really kind of new friends. I didn't know anybody. I went over to my friend's house from the old school, and he was playing guitar. And he said, you know, you should start. I was 15. He said, you should start playing. You know, you have a good ear and you love music. He said, I'll give you my teacher. And that's how I started playing guitar. Because, my whole story has always been when I've kind of been down, I found music.
Right, yeah.
And it kind of always has picked me back up. It's always been sort of a friend in the dark, if you will. You know? And it's been pretty story.
Yeah. It's such a good story.
No, we got to do a part two.
We got to part
two. Yeah, for sure. You guys, and I love this. By the way, I really enjoy this format.
You're joking. I'm fine.
You know what it is, though? It's just what I love about what we do, right, is that we make the artists feel comfortable, you know? There's a lot of podcasts that always try to like catch an artist out or try to get like, you know, a clip. We're here to really push the artists and really have the artists feel like, yo, this is like family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I mean, like the DNA of music. DNA of music, we all connected together. That's how we look at it.
Yeah, because I always tell them, we're not interviewing you. I'm not Barbara Walters. Okay? I I don't try to get those gotcha moments or anything like that. But
what kind of a tree would you be? I mean, something like that.
You know, I can't do that. I am not mean. I mean, I could be mean, but that's off camera. You know,
yeah,
I don't
want scares everybody.
I don't scare everybody. But
producer.
Maybe, okay, maybe a couple people.
You cyber hug everybody, right? Kind of a thing.
Yeah. You know, I want to give everybody a nice like air hug. You know.
Me too. You know, music. If I could just. We could talk about music for a second. Music is the one great thing that brings people together. Mm. And, you know, I was at a Paul McCartney concert a few years back, and the crowd was very diverse. Mm. You know? But they were there for one guy and one thing, the music. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he sings, everybody's together, and everybody knows those songs, right? The minute he says, you know, I don't like so-and-so or I do like so-and-so, it divides, right?
Yeah, it divides, right. Exactly.
It immediately divides. But music is the one great thing that brings people together. It really, you know, you're yourself too, right?
Yeah. Everybody's like kumbaya, you know?
Right. And I think that's what makes music so universal.
Okay. But you know what I love about like Paul McCartney and stuff like those kind of concerts? Not every concert goer has their phone out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
A lot of these other mainstream artists, whenever you see them on any social media post and they're at a concert, you see like 80% of the people with their phones up.
Yeah, but a lot of times they do too.
And I'm like, how do you enjoy it?
No, it's not even that. They have a flashlight on sometimes. A lot of times artists be like, okay, let's put on the light. Now, you remember how we used to have like the candles? Like, you know what I'm saying? They used to hand out the candles and you put the candles.
That's totally different than what I'm talking about.
I know, but I'm trying to explain something to you. When you see the cameras out most of the time, because a lot of the artists still have, you can't have the cameras out. Like, you know, take them like that. A lot of them have those, but they allow them at certain times in the beginning. And then they allow them at the end when they go, okay, put the lights on, all of a sudden the lights goes on, and that's why you see a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know which artist recently that I was watching turned around and wanted to ban phones during her concert.
Probably Nicki Minaj.
I don't think it was her, but there was, and I think that's what should be done, because I like going to a concert, right, and enjoying the actual concert.
Yeah, you know, that's got
pictures here and there.
I agree. I went to a concert this year. You know, and in Las Vegas, and it was all the phone thing. And
that's what I'm saying.
It was annoying, actually. I mean, I agree. I mean, but how do you stop it?
You can't, because it's content. That's how they say it nowadays, right?
Content. Everybody wants more content.
Content for who? Content.
I'm just amazed when an artist wanted to be an artist, not somebody that's famous on like social media, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the difference is when I hear your records and I hear a lot of their records is you went through that. That's your real pain.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that I hear carbon copies, and it's just, to me, a lot of times I just take the record and just fling it. Not going to lie to you.
I appreciate that. You know, we always try to do something a little different, you know, that maybe a topic that hasn't been written. And I think when you see the new tracks, I'd love to come back after the new album gets
released,
and we can go through all those. Like, we got a tune called Sigmund Freud Girlfriends.
What?
Yeah. It's really Sigmund Freud Girlfriends.
That's Sigmund Freud. Wow.
Yeah. Sigmund Freud Girlfriends is called.
Oh, Sigmund Freud. I like that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are concepts that will win because you guys don't have creativity.
Yeah, some of them.
That's
do.
It.
Not
all. I mean, you know, so I mean, we're trying to think out of the box and something that's different and hasn't been done. And, you know, so I think there's a lot you'll see on the new album, especially with Brian producing it.
Right, yeah.
It's going to have a lot of, you know, pizzazz. I guess that's a word, you know.
Maybe we'll both get you both on another show.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure.
But I look forward to hearing more of you, Mr. Michael.
Let them know they got him.
Well, you can find him everywhere, okay? You can find him everywhere.
I want to just say one thing. I want to thank all the people that have supported me, you know, and that listen and, you know, going through tough times like you are. You know, me too. I've been there too, you know. Mm. You know, you got to believe in yourself.
Mm.
I mean, it's great. You do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you know, and every day is a challenge, no doubt about it. You know, yeah. they're tough days, but you know, I've been there, you've been there, other people have too. But you know, that's, you got to keep pushing, you know?
Yeah, I know. I keep pushing every day.
Through the rain, there'll be a sunny day.
Yeah, I'm working on the rain, okay?
Yeah, we're all working with the rain.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Guys, really, thank you again. Really appreciate it. I've had so much fun.
I know.
No, I'm glad you guys definitely did.
Okay. So if anything, everybody find out where you can find him is everywhere on social media, Michael, G-I-L-A-S. Okay. Yeah. Gillis.
By the way, I am the only Michael G-I-L-A-S.
I think you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see, you know, anybody else.
By the way, my grandfather was Greek and the name was cut down.
Oh, Michael, you know what? Stay on the line even after the show has ended. Okay. With that great connection, we're going to talk, and that's nobody else's business.
You got to take my number. You got to take my number.
So just stay on the line.
Come see me, you know?
Oh, my God. I love this guy. So everybody, check out Michael Gillis and his songs. I can't say enough. You Can't Hide Beautiful and Working with the Rain. Peace out, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.